Elsewhere in the news today, in Washington state, how did our state mistakenly release thousands of prisoners for more than a decade? In Olympia, they're trying to figure out how it happened. The governor has launched an independent investigation, but Republican state lawmakers say that's not enough. They want subpoena power. KUOW's Austin Jenkins covers the state capitol. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Bill.
Briefly remind us what the state is investigating here.
Well, it's basically the earlier premature release of more than 3,000 inmates going back to 2002, so spanning 13 years, and the fact that the problem was discovered in 2012 because a victim's family flagged the problem. They thought their offender was getting out too early, and the Department of Corrections failed to fix the problem. Apparently, there were 16 opportunities to do so, and each time it didn't happen. So really, it's a twofold issue that's being investigated.
And Governor Inslee has said what so far?
Well, the governor has said that he's outraged, that this is unacceptable, that it's a failure, and that he intends to get to the bottom of it. He said that he will fix it and fix it right. And one of the things he was going to do to get to the bottom of this is to hire a couple of former federal prosecutors to conduct an outside or independent investigation into how this could have happened and why it wasn't fixed. And the governor says that individuals should be held to account. And he said he's eager to take that action, but he thinks that it would be premature to do so before the results of this investigation are in and there's been some conclusion about what actually happened and who knew what when.
So why do Senate Republicans want something more? They want their own investigation.
They do indeed. They are saying two things. One is that they feel they are under some obligation to conduct their own investigation. And they're also raising questions about whether the governor's investigation can be trusted because it is being operated out of the executive office, the governor's office, and obviously the Department of Corrections is an executive agency. So they are intending, they being Senate Republicans, are intending to pursue their own investigation using a very rarely used legislative subpoena power.
So are the Republicans accusing the Inslee administration of a cover-up?
I wouldn't say that they're accusing the Inslee administration of a cover-up at this point. More what they're saying is that they don't necessarily trust the independence of this investigation. They're also saying they don't absolutely trust that they're getting all the information out of the executive branch, and they want to use this subpoena power to sort of compel that. But, you know, just by using subpoena power, they've also amped this up. I mean, they've certainly they've raised the stakes, and they're using this rarely used tool. It's getting some attention and some headlines. So it has created an atmosphere where the legislative branch, and specifically Senate Republicans, are very much front and center as this scandal, frankly, plays out here in Olympia.
And how much does all of this have to do with the fact that the governor's running for re-election this fall?
Clearly, there are political considerations and implications here. I mean, this is an election year. This is being viewed as a scandal in the executive branch. Of course, it dates back before the governor, before Inslee was governor. But clearly, there is a political overlay to this early release situation. It would be naive to say or to think otherwise.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins will stay on the story for you. Austin, thank you.
You're welcome.